The harsh truth, why most people fail to make money. If investing were a game won by sheer intelligence, Wall Street would be dominated by physicists and math PhDs rather than by disciplined ordinary people who beat the market over the long run. Yet the opposite is true. Most retail investors fail to outperform the market, chasing rallies in bull markets and cutting losses in bear markets, only to end up roughly where they started after years of activity. The problem is rarely a lack of knowing what to buy. Open any financial app and someone is touting a hot stock today and a new theme tomorrow. Information has never been scarce. The real difficulty is making the right actions happen consistently amid noise, volatility, and emotional temptation, while keeping losses contained when mistakes are made. Most people fail not for lack of knowledge, but for lack of a system. They treat investing as a series of isolated bets, buy on a tip, sell in panic when it rises, hold stubbornly when it falls. Every decision is improvised, with no standard and no review, so outcomes are left entirely to luck. Luck may win once or twice, but over time probability drags random noise back to the mean. To build sustainable wealth, we must return to first principles and upgrade investing from a coin flip into operating a compounding engine. First principles, what money are you actually earning? To build an investment system, start by asking the simplest question, what money is investing actually earning? Stripped of jargon, there are three durable sources of return. The first is the money of business profit growth. You own a slice of a company that generates profit, pays dividends, and expands, and your wealth rises with it. This is the most solid and sustainable source, corresponding to value and long-term equity thinking. The second is the money of re-rating. Cycles, rate changes, and shifts in risk appetite cause the same asset to be priced differently over time, so you buy cheap, hold fair, and sell dear, capturing the gap of valuation mean reversion. The third is the money of sentiment and games. Short-term price swings are full of fear and greed, and traders try to profit from others' mistakes. Tempting as it looks, this third source is the most dangerous because it depends heavily on luck and is quietly eaten by friction costs such as fees, taxes, and slippage. Seeing the quality of these three sources leads to a key judgment. What is truly worth relying on long-term is the compounding of the first two, not the gaming of the third. A robust system should place its main weight on the slow variables of business earnings plus valuation reversion, and only use a tiny, tolerable slice for gaming, or avoid it entirely. When your returns mainly come from real corporate growth, you no longer need to predict tomorrow's moves. You only need to confirm you hold good assets at good prices and then give time patience. This is the least effort path first principles reveal. Predict less, buy assets that survive the test of time. Asset allocation, the only free lunch in finance. If there is one near truth in investing, it is the Nobel laureate Harry Markowitz's line, diversification is the only free lunch in financial markets. Asset allocation means deciding how your money is split across stocks, bonds, cash, commodities, and real estate. Its power is not in maximizing any single year's gain, but in significantly lowering overall volatility and drawdown without sacrificing much expected return. Why does diversification lower risk for free? Because different assets do not move in lockstep. When stocks surge, bonds may be calm, when commodities strengthen, cash may weaken. They offset each other and smooth the portfolio's total swing. A classic stock-bond mix, in most years, earns not far below an all-stock portfolio but falls far less in a crash. For ordinary people, this means sleeping well and enduring volatility, so you actually hold long enough for compounding to work. The core of allocation is not buying a bunch of things but buying weakly correlated things. Lower correlation means better shock absorption. In practice, a usable framework is, first set a stock-bond ratio by your risk tolerance, such as 30-70 for conservative or 70-30 for aggressive, then diversify across regions and sectors within stocks and across duration and credit within bonds. Remember, asset allocation determines more than 80% of a portfolio's long-term risk-return profile. Picking individual funds is merely icing on the cake. Spend effort on allocation, not on chasing hotspots. risk management, survive, and you earn the right to compound. Compounding is called the eighth wonder of the world, yet few are reminded of its twin premise. Compounding fears large losses most. Mathematically, after minus 50% you need plus 100% to break even. After minus 33% you need plus 50%. Consecutive deep drawdowns are nearly irreversible. This means risk management is not an optional accessory but the lifeline of the system. A system that ignores drawdown may double in 1 year and go to zero in the next, leaving long-term expectation negative. Risk management has three gates. The first is position caps, set an absolute ceiling for any single name, sector, or strategy, such as no more than 5 to 10% of the portfolio. This ensures even a totally wrong call cannot be fatal. The second is stop-loss and rebalancing discipline. Preset an acceptable loss line or valuation deviation line and execute mechanically when triggered, no negotiation. Meanwhile, periodically pull the portfolio back to target weights, selling what rose and adding what fell, which is itself an automated version of buy low, sell high. The third is liquidity and emergency reserves. Always keep cash that cannot be held hostage by the market, to cover life's surprises and avoid forced selling at bottoms. Together, these gates keep you alive in any extreme market, because only by surviving does time stand on your side. Behavioral finance. Your worst enemy is often yourself. Even with perfect allocation and risk rules, an invisible opponent keeps making you err, your own brain. Behavioral finance shows people systematically deviate from rationality around money. Loss aversion makes us hold losers and take profits too early. Hurting makes us buy highs in euphoria and sell lows in panic. Overconfidence turns one lucky win into bigger bets. Anchoring ties us to the purchase price instead of current value. These are not character flaws but survival instincts wired into our genes, useful in the ancient jungle and costly in volatile markets. To fight bias, do not rely on slogans like be more rational, rely on system design. Move decisions from improvised in-the-moment calls to pre-written rules, define buy, sell, and sizing conditions in advance and execute on trigger, leaving no gap for emotion. Further, use checklists and fixed cadences, such as a monthly rebalance, to routinize actions and let the system decide. Acknowledge you will fear and covet, then lock those weaknesses in a cage with rules beforehand. That is the real mode of a mature investor. Markets reward those who act by plan when others fear and exit by discipline when others greed. The systematic framework, turn luck into probability. Combine the previous blocks and you get an executable systematic framework, not a magic indicator but a closed loop from goal to review. Step 1. Define goals and horizon. When will you need this money and how much swing can you bear? Goals set the stock-bond ratio and strategy type. Horizon decides whether you can tolerate short-term paper losses. Step 2. Design allocation. Set broad class ratios by goal and diversify within each to form an investment specification. Step 3. Set risk budget and rebalancing. Write single name caps, stop lines, and rebalance frequency on paper. Step 4. Build behavioral discipline. Routinize buying and selling with checklists and fixed rhythms to eliminate emotional decisions. Step 5. Review and iterate quarterly. Check drift, rule compliance, and assumptions, making only small tweaks, never whipsaw changes. The essence is breaking investing into repeatable, measurable, correctable steps so results depend on whether the system runs well, not on one magical prediction. Retail trading versus systematic investing. Put the two styles side by side and the gap is stark. Retail trading typically means buy on a tip, panic at red, hold losers without stops, flee at small gains, bet everything on one name, size by feeling. It is driven entirely by momentary emotion, with no standard, no record, no review, and random long-term results. Systematic investing is the opposite, every action driven by pre-written rules, diversified to control drawdown, with preset stops and caps sealing the downside, based on long-term probability not short-term news, and regular rebalancing automatically locking gains. One hand's investing to luck, the other to probability and discipline. They may look alike short-term, but across a full bull bear cycle the gap emerges cruelly. Tools and automation, let the system execute for you. Even the best system breaks when every action depends on human execution while tired, distracted, or afraid. The advanced step is to hand the system to tools and automation. Auto-invest plans make buying automatic, avoiding the anxiety of whether to buy now. Rebalance reminders keep you from forgetting to restore targets. Index funds and ETFs give you the whole market at the lowest cost and widest diversification with one click. Ledgers and dashboards let you see real allocation and return curves anytime. Tools do not think for you. They turn the rules you already clarified into actions that happen by default, cutting execution cost and emotional interference. Remember, a light, auto-running system is far more reliable than a perfect one that depends on willpower. Compliance statement. This article is for sharing and education only, not investment advice, an offer, or a recommendation for any specific security, fund, or product. Markets carry risk. Invest cautiously, past performance does not predict future results. Everyone's finances, risk tolerance, horizon, and goals differ, and the methods and ratios here are illustrative only. They cannot replace your independent judgment based on your own situation, nor the personalized advice of a qualified licensed professional. Before any investment decision, read contracts and risk disclosures thoroughly and consult a registered advisor or licensed institution when needed. Do not invest money you cannot afford to lose, and do not borrow to invest. If you hold positions or debt, assess prudently against your reality. Conclusion: build your compounding engine. The essence of an investment system is treating wealth with engineering thinking. Clarify what money you earn, build the skeleton with allocation, guard the floor with risk management, fight human nature with discipline, and evolve the system with review. It does not require you to be a forecasting master, only to design a mechanism that runs smoothly even when you are off your game. Years and decades later, what separates people's wealth is rarely one miraculous bottom fishing but this quietly running, self-correcting compounding engine. It is not loud, yet never stops. Stop asking which stock to buy tomorrow and start asking whether your system is ready. Turn investing into a trusted, self-correcting long-term mechanism and you already hold the key to financial freedom. Write down your first asset allocation today.